for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. We're going to start with, I am a lovely 5D mystic, not 4D, and I'm in the enlightenment soul age. I'm a functional adult, and this can mean for you, woo-woo, pseudoscience, doesn't matter. But I do bring spirituality, and human elements together as a mystic. So sometimes I'm channeling, sometimes I'm not, and I'm deciding to play it by ear in every one of our episodes. So the topic of today will be using what we got to discuss as our new moon yesterday, and solar eclipse was out there. FYI to the regular listeners, the new moon episode is on the YouTube channel. So if you are curious about the channeled guidance that came through, you can go there. Same goes for an additional solar eclipse channeled guidance message that we had and some more. So visit the website if you don't want to, YouTube website, let me know. And I can try and create an episode that gives you the gist of it. But long story short, The part about why the integration, because as a person who's supporting you to tap into your infinite higher human consciousness potential experience, I have a lot more of blended information to give you. This is why. Okay, and that's what it is. So you are welcome to stick around if you don't believe in mysticism, but I will be integrating some mystic stuff. Okay, so just FYI. And I'll go with our topic. First, we're going to start with our lovely Sadhguru as he shares the most amazing points using people and loving things. This is a complete misunderstanding of life. Things are for use, people are for love. Yes, you cannot love people if you do not know how to love yourself first. If you don't have your inner child healed, that's why you're not able to be yourself. And that's why, even if I read to you things like this from Sadhguru, we're going to continue with him for a minute. Every word you utter, every action you take, your very existence, is it for everyone's well-being or is it just about you? Just fix this one thing to determine the nature of life. So what he's saying is, you know, become, what he doesn't know is, he's saying become an integrated human being brain, which means take ownership of your emotional plane, which is what a lot of people don't do. And they'll be like, I don't want to do personal development. I want life now. Or like 4D goes around thinking that there's special keys that humanity needs in order to fix. Humanity is not broken. We have unfinished business, those who don't heal their inner child. That's the people who continue to choose fear. So as long as you choose to be silent because you're going to keep on having the maladaptive child behavior of you, well, there's so many people I know out there that do human suffering love. And, you know, here's the deal. I have a good divine masculine that's showing me again and again and again how easy it is, even though it's hard for some people in their body, to choose to be open-hearted. So what I'm saying is, once you meet one human being as a divine feminine me, that is actually just, again, emotional lifting, they're doing it. Not with the good therapist, but with the good brain they have. Like, seriously, this is why... It's funny, the lovely therapist in every one of my classes, this is one of the things they consistently say about sensations and how, you know, you don't expand consciousness until you are able to discover new sensations, because obviously those sensations are connected to your emotions, and we're going to get to that in a minute. Okay, hold on. Sadhguru, your contribution to the world is you. How you live, how joyful you are, everything has an impact. Correct. So when you're a whole three-year-old heart, thanks, Mom. So I have secure attachment. I'm an empowered woman. This is why I don't bitch about men in a way of dehumanizing them or dehumanize anyone for that matter, which is where anyone who wants to say that they're spirituality, but they don't know that spirituality means, where's my lovely Daniel Siegel? Even though it's not his words, he went to a spirituality conference where they all got together and they talked about what spirituality is, and that's what we're going to use because any 5D mystic already knows that. I knew it with Jesus, but now I know that I can use spirituality. And yeah, using people, we don't use people. We, the divine feminines and divine masculines who are self-worth whole people, we try to create what are called relationships. And then, you know, when you meet projection, you just learn how to handle Cusco Town all over the place, which is not synergy or delight. They don't delight in themselves. They don't have synergy, and we will notice. So what I was saying is all of us have a heart. I learned from Jesus, forgive them, for they do not know. Turn the other cheek. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. Like a patch, I know every person has a heart, but... like a human being, I know that a lot of people choose human suffering, attachment, trauma information. I know it's called, they don't want to do emotional lifting. Thank you, Patrick Dehan. And this is what I was saying, having a good divine masculine who's actually doing emotional lifting with or without anybody around. It's purely personal. Tells me a person who gets to spirituality, a way of living with meaning and connection beyond the solo self. Okay, gets to meet all the 4D spiritual bypassers. Yes, they come for Ursula. I'm not Ursula, but you better bet. Please give me the magic. Science is magic that works. So I give them the magic. I give them good information. Now that I'm attachment trauma informed, do you know what they keep doing? Yeah, so as I was saying, when you understand that every emotion has an origin, So sensations are not just sensations. We're going to have basic emotions, images, thoughts come up. This is why I have always emotions come up. Always. I'm an emotional woman. Does anybody not know how intense an emotional woman can get? But, you know, it's unfortunate the not-so-healthy self-worth men don't know anything about what an actual empowered woman is. But then again, they're not empowered yet. So they're not missing out, are they? They're actually completely what Patrick Tiahan points out. Let me go to Patrick Tiahan. So they use each other for their unfinished business. If they get a good therapist like Terry Real, then they're going to get on board with each other. It's very schematic, I want to say. So see, I love organic. Organically being able to basically get to know a human being and then get to see that they're an emotionally accountable, aware. I mean, it's just thrilling to say the least, because this is how like life works. But see, for me, divine feminine and just human being who chose love, thank you Jesus and mom, and you know, I got lucky. So we can say I got lucky, I got a twin, I got to learn it's safe to be human. So for me, emotions have never been like this big deal, like, oh my God, am I dying inside? No, I'm not dying. Actually, as a teenager, I learned quite quickly that I wouldn't die from a broken heart, because I got to go through experiences like anybody else. So you grow up knowing, okay, I'm not going to project my three-year-old, because I did get taught how to have manners. See, here's the part where each one of us will have stuff. So here's Patrick Tiahan, quote unquote, or he crosses this out, we always hurt the ones we love. And he says, no, a wounded inner child will hold those close to them accountable for abuse committed by prior perpetrators. I'm going to use different words so that I can make this clear. A wounded inner child, maladaptive child behavior from the Cusco land of Cuscos and squirrels, and anyone who basically does what is called low self-esteem, passive-aggressive, indirect communication, and they really, really don't know that we know, those of us who are healthy self-worth, the right silence. Even without Buddhist psychology, I learned the right silence. This is because of being taught how to, if you can't say something nice, say nothing. And as a child, I heard that, and then I was introduced to Jesus and God, and I was a person who was very much in the self-reflective of good inside my brain. So when I would sit in a corner and just think, I was happy because I was being left alone. And I even used this word depressed, which I'm like, yeah, that's a grown-up who gave me this word, and I'm just thinking, I'm not depressed. I was probably just contemplating stuff. Okay, so when you have a healed inner child, because there's no wound, you're not defective. I ain't defective. Thanks, Mom. I can be a cockroach. I have all my basic emotions. I was not suppressed. I was not suppressed in expressing emotions. I was reinforced to try and be strong, because fear, I allowed it to be all over the place, and I was just having the situations that we all talk about. So fear is great now. Anger, also learned how to manage it without suppression, and that is because of my mother, again, explaining things to me. However, there's one thing she has consistently provided me because of my energeticness. And so, okay, here's where we'll get to that in a minute. Let me read Patrick Tiahan. So when a person has a wounded inner child, that means they have unfinished business, they have trauma, and they're choosing not to do emotional lifting. So they're choosing cowardice, is going to be the word. They're choosing fear, and they're choosing their maladaptive pattern. So they're going to choose silence because they're afraid to love. And so this is where the avoidant, fearful styles, they go and date people who treat them like shit. And they like to do this in and out thing. And, you know, they're addicted to the intermittent reinforcement. A healthy self-worth person, this is not something, we don't get addicted to people. In fact, that's why we don't have a saga with our twin flames. No, there's no saga. It's actually, you choose how to treat me, I choose how to treat you. And when you will disengage from taking note of how much heart I have put into us, and it will be known to me, the smart person, the empowered woman, oh, believe me, that's when I will choose the right silence out of respect for you. Because if I were to become rude, I would be using words that are quite unnecessary when fear is what you are leading with, due to the fact that you are an emotionally unavailable human being who has an inner child that is screaming bloody murder. I can feel that poor child in there, because I'm a divine feminine. I will know, though, my Shiva will pull me back and say, Kali, step down, shut the fuck up, and leave. Now, I learned as I got older to become curious when I'm surrounding by people who continue to flock towards me and they don't want to do emotional lifting. But that's not the twin flames. No, twin flames and soulmates, thank goodness, anyone who doesn't actually want to be emotionally involved with you will say, I'm not opening my doors, and they will leave you for people who will treat them, again, like shit. So when we see this, we're not going to be ranting with girls, because these are, to me, women, don't spend too much time. Once a person has made their choice and you can see them being happy, you're happy for them. Furthermore, again, Terry Real, unfinished business, people marry it. And this is where, again, people who don't choose love, they're in a space of choosing. They're maladaptive. So I feel bad for them. But then again, I don't, because I know that their shame cycle, inner critic, outer critic, and the fucking, the drugging, the drinking, and whatever it is, their habit. Oh, they can see it. They just choose not to say, you know, did I leave someone hanging? Do I think that my inconsistent communication has any kind? So this is why when you meet actually healthy self-worth men, it's like, okay, so I do see that when somebody actually has one men balls for a woman with a vagina woman, you know, again, this is figures of speech, but this is what empowerment to me means. You have the ability to use your mouth to say what you feel. But when you have a broken-hearted three-year-old, that's not going to happen. No, what they're going to do is choose something different. But you see, you don't stay a three-year-old broken heart. You move into your teenage land, which is where I get to deal with the clown face, which is why I learn very easily just what wiggle room to allow for a clown face, because of basically thank you to my oversoul. And I did learn really well, and I'm so appreciative. I will never forget every year of my life as I became a mystic. I knew, and I still know, how amazing my oversoul is. Because see, like the Elvis song, we always hurt the ones we love. And I remember that song and I thought, you know, but who better than your family to teach you about shitty behavior? Because there's so many people out there, the strangers, they won't give two shits about you. While these people, they love you. So they technically are looking out for me. I get to learn about all the different herd people out there, that this is what a whole inner child, because see, I don't have no shame. I'm Maria and you're you, and I know you have an ego, even though you're gonna lie about it, because apparently nobody has a three-year-old except for the ones of us who are able to say, you know what, I am flawed and imperfect, but I'm not doing anything that is actually affecting your life physically. Me and you having different opinions, this is called differentiation of the self. When you think and feel, this is my solo polyamory community, come on over here. When you're not a couple-centric human being, you just love all people, and they actually, every time you say something different than the herd has to sit you down, and that's the part. I didn't go to the corner because I was depressed. I just wanted to be left alone to think, because, again, I was allowed, thanks, Mom, to be my creative self. So when you're impeding on my creativity, you're not letting me have synergy. You're not letting me have fun. I need to recalibrate, because you don't know that I can think and feel differently about life. So it's not about me feeling ashamed. It's about you're annoying the fuck out of my life right now. But I learn how to share. And this is not related to my, I love my lovely twin, we fought like cats and dogs. This is the point. You will know where you come from. I know where I come from. And I know what I got to put up with, as well as what my family gets to put up with. So it's not about hurt. No, no. It's I have a healed inner child personally. And when you meet others who are healing or working on their inner child, this is what is just amazing. So there is a beautiful balance of divine masculine, divine feminine out there. They're all smart people, which is why they know exactly what romancing is, and they know exactly what it is not. So people who instead are wounded inner children, so they will hold those close to them accountable for basically abuse, neglect, and the not securely attached, as well as the trauma stuff from their 0-1-year-old attached panicky, 3-7 shame submissive, and they will continue using their maladaptive child behavior. So this is why they don't do drama in a way of knowing that that means you have trauma, not drama, just that. You have trauma, which means you're in a biochemistry of fear. Your addiction to in and out behavior is your actual lustful, low, 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 small energy. There's no romancing about that. That's just you being a compulsive, because that's what you're doing. And see, the part about ignoring that you will suppress those emotions with fucking drinking, drugging, well, you're choosing that one as well. Now we're going to get to that, because I've met plenty of people in my life that they would tell me about their fucking buddies, women in this case, and how lonely they felt afterwards. And I said every time, then why do you do it? And then I get to see women being desperate in clubs. And then I get to see women doing other stuff like, oh, yes, let me reach out for tarot. And then try to get a person to read tarot while I need a good therapist. But, you know, then I'm going to keep coming in and out of not doing anything for myself, but I'm going to keep bugging a person about energy, and you're not really making any use of your time with your brain. I mean, there's only so much any one of us can do. Energy healers know that if you don't look at your behavior, well, guess what? 0-1-year-old, 3-7-year-old, shame submissive person of your teenage on Elsa's journey, show yourself. I'm dying to meet you. So besides us having to see you perhaps project on us, women, men, theys, we also get to see you think that you're some special key from somewhere, which you're not, because again, you don't realize you have a three-year-old that you have not welcomed yet. You're not even yourself. You're not halfway anywhere to your humanity. So divinity is not going to descend on you. And I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because whenever I meet a 4D mystic, they're spiritual bypassers who need a good therapist, and you better bet they don't want one, because their magical powers are too good to be true. They know everything about the actual perpetrators. Right here, let me go and shame, blame, fault, or revenge my twin flame. So women that have talked to me about their twin flame, soulmates, none of them stop to say, am I perhaps exaggerating a little bit, you know, because I really am just upset because a person that I love or wanted to be with didn't want to be with me, which really doesn't happen again. So empowered women, please. There's a whole different way empowered women handle. We have, I'll read to you, but we have plenty of videos going on right now. I'm going to keep sharing that. So the wounded inner child basically will project their abusive parent or their abuse dynamic, this dysfunction, upon those close to them, such as partners, children, everyone. Now, I'm not going to be as exaggerated in any of these conversations, because I believe in our lovely ability to take self-awareness and self-responsibility and say, whoa, I got a three-year-old, let me go and have fun with people. Okay, so there's a bunch of people that can do that. And the ones who don't, well, we're going to leave them in the human suffering love group. Okay, so let's talk about when people choose to work with their self. Okay, so as I don't want to spend any more time on the ones who don't, because I share always all this information about the people who are actively not healed. Instead, some of us are healed, and I'm here for the ones who are healed or wanting to be healed and so healing. Okay. So here's the deal. The 5D Collective, they actively participate in healing unresolved trauma one person at a time through your own personal development, not doing anyone a deep personal development, and building 5D relationships. It starts with you being yourself in an empowered, healthy, self-worth way and loving. Thanks, Mom. So I learned how to moderate my tone, and I learned how to be quiet and to be actually at ease, because she would teach me of respect. And I was very much instead a person with my entire mother family, they all, because Italians are passionate, so I have the ability to be able and just let all of my Kali mode come out. And so she would definitely come in and you know, keep on reiterating her lovely equanimity voice, and that's where I learned how to manage my emotions, thanks to her, the anger part, and also to mind my own business, which is fair and square. So I am appreciative, like with my entire oversoul. So as for divine masculines, I don't want to be mean. All I'm going to say is when people don't choose love, but they choose fear, well, as a teenager, I called it cowardice and no balls. And now I'm a grown up. It's still called cowardice, but with the knowingness that there's the challenge of I have emotional fear and I don't want to admit it to myself. So I'm going to keep on treating other people like shit and just allow myself to think I'm a badass from some action movie, which is completely not romantic again, or anything remotely powerful. So when people want to lie to themselves, they're called Cuscos in 5D land. And we leave them alone, because by the time I recognize that you're Cusco, the fact that you're a clown means you have a mask, means you're hiding yourself from me, and it means that you don't know how to be a grown-up, but you're a teenage version of yourself with a three-year-old, which means you're not a man in my book, as I am a woman, and I got to become a woman by the time I'm 18, okay? So by the time I'm 20, and then I get out of my relationship at my 25 years of age, that's where mysticism happened, my lovely twin flames, and I noticed everything, no difference, nope. In fact, this was the one thing that I noticed was that human beings, unless they choose to be aware of their self, they act like teenagers. Now I know the word. It's called maladaptive child behavior. Thank you so much, attachment trauma information people. So 5D Collective, we don't participate in that, because that's not That's not passion. It's not tango. It's definitely not something that a grown woman or man who have healthy self-worth or they will want to engage in. Because when you do know restorative embodiment, thank you, lovely community. Let me read to you what a restorative embodiment feeling is like, which is why you don't need yoga. The reality is you just need to say, hey, I want to actually be truly empowered. And that means that I know how to use my emotions like a grown-up versus project them like a teenager does. And when you see people yelling online, they are not grown-ups. Yes, and you can tell by who they end up with if they're a grown-up or not. If they have people still talking to them in certain ways, that's definitely not a grown-up. And did I lose? I might have lost it, but I'll find it again. The restorative embodiment. I read it to you all. Here it is, screenshots. Okay, here we go. Alan Fogel. So it's when you're able to be present moment to moment without the need of explanation or feelings like awe, grace, connection, peace, beauty, love, and oneness. So the beauty about being an empowered person, and in my case, woman, is that when we get the silent treatment, we don't have need to judge. We're going to ask for the explanation. Your clown face will become clear because you will not know how to actually be consistent. I will figure out that there's something up. And today with attachment trauma information, it's called fear. And it's called, I'm not going to be emotionally accountable, mentally accountable. And I won't even know that my child parts basically are leading me. So we continue with when you can be yourself in an empowered, healthy, self-worth and loving way. It spreads to those who are open and motivated to being themselves in their relationships in life. So you're going to be engaging with people who want to be their whole three-year-old heart. The ones who don't, they will move away from you because your emotional availability scares the crap out of them and they don't want to become, should I be self-aware right now? It's okay. So they don't want to do that. They just want to do the pretend. And, they can keep pretending because at the end of the day, we are not playing that game. We don't chase you. We don't need, once I try asking you once, I'm not judging you. That's why Divine Feminine won't be spending time trying to tell you, insult you. No. At a certain point, I will figure out what your pattern is and I will decide how I want to continue conversing with you, which will only be in those very beautiful moments of sharing life. Because of course, I said, I love you. I still love you. This is where our oversoul doesn't ever disconnect. I love my entire oversoul. And I hope that they grow balls, all of them, because it's really nice when they can actually love in life for themselves, because growing intimacy within your own self is really amazing. As for life, we share it all the time. So the level of depth that you feel, by the way, for your life, it doesn't involve balls or vaginas. I feel alive all the time because I have restorative embodiment. So I am able to focus on my own body as a resource to support and reinforce the internal sense of self-agency and resiliency that I already have. That's why I'm empowered and loving all the time, not just sometimes. Okay, so the 5D Collective here, IHP, we get to come together and do this thing. So when you are able to see your own self with another human being, this is by choice when you're consistently able to decide not to be yourself. Well, that's a different story as we are discussing. People who do not have that authentic, open-hearted self-relationship, they are not going to bring forth the restorative embodiment of themselves because they're not looking to become more in tune with their body and their mind, okay? We have in the 5D Collective people who are healed or healing with their inner child, therefore the balance of divine masculine, divine feminine traits within their own self energetically, but also characteristically. And each person will know what they are inclined to be. So if you meet, in this case, when I meet manly men who are aware of themselves, they are divine masculines. And when you meet womanly women, they are divine feminines. I haven't met womanly women in that way, okay? So when it comes to mysticism, I've met the ones who have not gone to finish up their inner healing. And they project all of their insecurities upon men, or divine masculines, or divine feminines. And here's where, again, person who's choosing to say, I hate humans, I hate men, I hate this. They're all people who are not doing any of the personal development of, let me take my emotions, let me remember that I'm a human. And in fact, they will say that they're spiritual and spirituality, but they will be not, because they don't overflow with humanity. And divinity can only descend if you overflow with humanity, as our lovely Sadhguru shares. Okay, so when they quote, they, you can quote all you want, but if I see you talk about people like pieces of shit, I also think of Jesus, by the way. But let's put Jesus to the side, since 3D uses Jesus still, and one monotheistic religions in ways of dividing people because of their stories. Okay, so when you don't have stories, but you got energy, and you know it's all a big ball of energy, well, there you go. And it does make sense to the 5D mystic. That's why, again, woo-woo, pseudoscience is fine, because the hard problem of consciousness is being looked into by our sciences people. And we have enough of the 5D educators to know that a person who doesn't have a healed inner child will project, again, their unfinished business upon each other. So the ones who are maladaptive child behaviors, they are chosen human suffering beings who, consistently educated or not, choose a lifestyle based on the movies. The ones who go and get help, it's because they will have either hit rock bottom, which really is unnecessary. Some of them hit rock bottom with toxic partners, which makes me very much aware, again, of the part about, wow, because see, some people, they don't hit rock bottom like that. They have something take place, but it's more of, my herd. I want to take care of my herd. Not once you get treated like shit enough times, even though, I mean, hey, if that's what it takes, at least you're going to get awakened to it. But what I have noticed is that the self-serving business doesn't work, because the spiritual bypassers, they consistently think they were treated like pieces of shit and that's about it. And they don't notice, oh, wait a minute, I brought my own unfinished business, my own unresolved trauma. So it's not about it being a competition, my lovely listeners. Some people, how dare you? Well, you know, I've heard people justify attacking human beings with weapons because they have an emotional trigger. So I'm just informed and know, you know, don't justify that you get aggressive because you have unfinished trauma. We all know that people, for example, of the Michael Stone scale, 1 to 22 of evil, they all need a good therapist. Some people end up in jail for really stupid things. So I have compassion, but like I was saying, I have a great divine masking that leads for me as one of the people that has lifted themselves up, become emotionally aware, mentally aware, not because somebody made them, and not because of actually being treated a certain way. No, actually their commitment to their partner is admirable, to say the least. Although, definitely, whenever I hear of people allowing anyone to treat them in any certain way, but then again, I got taught how to love, respect, and accept myself with my flaws and imperfections, so I have no shame. And that's why the minute anyone has ever said to me, you need to change, I legit had a human being say to me the very words after me saying, I'm looking to be loved just the way I am. That was something that really, I said, what? I just told you I want to be loved for being me. You're telling me to change? What? That doesn't make any sense. Did you not hear my words? So you'll notice how people don't hear you when they're, in fact, not there to be with you. They're using you, quote unquote. You're really just part of their pattern, which also makes you meaningless. Like the teenagers who I would share with, why are you, you know, being all upset? You're not alone. I'm here. No, but you don't count. You're not the person I'm going to get to live the rest of my life with. So when people don't notice their 0-1-year-old makes them sound like, really? You're using my time, though. And if you tell me that I emotionally don't count, then why are you using my time? Because, see, I could have a way better time somewhere else than being here with you. You're whining about life. Apparently, you don't want to take ownership of your whining. You want to blame some human being who dumped you. There's all these fish in the sea, and you're seemingly to want to, you know, make it out into some drawn out, you know, saga, which makes me think of these. I would watch these TV shows, the cartoons in Italy. So one of them is the soccer players. I don't know if it's still in English. Holly and Benji. Okay, I'm translating the Italian way it was titled. But long story short, every time they were getting ready to get a goal, it would take, I don't even know how many episodes. We would die until the next episode. The keeping you right here, that intermittent, like, oh, the adrenaline. I just wanted to know what the fuck was going to happen. And I'll never forget, then once I was older, I'm like, wow, these are really short and meaningless. They looked like so long when I was a kid. So, oh, perception. That really changes as you grow. Okay, 5D Collective, let me finish reading from our lovely content from yesterday. mystics and not, they have functional adult direct communication. That's our love language of choice in all of our relationships. And in fact, we don't do or have unfinished business projection. So the maladaptive child behavior, when it comes your way, you will know of avoidant men and you will know of avoidant fearful men, my lovely ladies. You better bet that I ain't gonna be somebody who actually tries to force you to stay with me. Listen, you're not my dog. I don't have you on a leash, but I will know that I have a right to ask questions. So the minute that you make my emotional expression, which is going to be trying to have a healthy conflict conversation with you, and therefore I will have emotional accountability and you will turn it around. Well, one, I won't get passionate with you because obviously now I'm realizing this person just basically went and said that my emotion doesn't count. So you cannot cancel a person who has no shame because I exist. I have a name. It's called Maria, and you just did something which is basically... again, not nice. So I won't bring drama to you though, because I know how to be self-aware and okay, Maria, you're upset. We can just shut the mouth for a minute. And here's Shiva coming in to get Kali. And then there's silence. And then there's, let me play the clown's game. And then let me be friend zoned so beautifully, because that is going to allow me to keep moving forward and be proactive and productive, because synergy and delight and alchemy. Okay, so let's talk about what an actual healed inner child human being woman right here who's empowered beyond a shadow of a doubt. I love my mother. Thank you so much. She showed me equanimity. Now, she also did show me, though, something called... there are those who can and there are those who cannot. And so she gave me a little bit, little bit too much compassion, if you ask me, which is where I can thank my lovely divine masculine friend for showing me how easy it is for somebody to say, you know what? Yeah, I had to go through some shit before getting awakened to myself, but I'm awakened to myself because, you know, my herd, all the people around me. So what's going to make me know that I'm doing great is by my hurt, okay? So you can have self-awareness in a way of saying, oh, let me look outside of myself, shall I, okay? So, long story short, synergy. The frequency of synergy supports our allowance and acceptance of not-so-obvious, never-seen-before combinations and unions that result in new ways of functioning, working, thinking, relating, loving, and being. It reminds us to embrace the unfamiliar so that new yet exciting co-creations, can give birth to a new reality. Delight, the frequency of delight, supports our capacity to create and experience feelings of intense joy and happiness. The more delight we feel, the more delight we evoke in others. Yes, so many people, they won't delight in anything, although they think lust is delightful, and it's totally not. But you know what? Again, remember, if somebody brings to you Cusco attitude or squirrel, so one, if you're self-empowered, you're already going to know the right silence, because it means you know how to navigate your prefrontal cortex, and because you choose to be a human being who allows others to be their self. You don't have an ego of a three-year-old. You got an ego self that's a grown-up, and you know the world don't revolve around you. That person just shared their subjective experience. This is how untriggering you are if you are a person who has healthy self-worth, because the minute you open your mouth, you're not my mom, you're not my dad, you ain't my siblings, and I already had enough time to work through that shit with my own home as a teenager as you grow up. That's what one healthy self-worth people are their entire life, as they learn to be polite to all people, including family members, because, you know, we all choose. Thank you, Jesus. That's where my Jesus comes into the mix, and God. And I was determined, but Maria chose to work with her tone. On her own. Why? Because it wasn't a reflection, and it still isn't a reflection of how much I love my lovely mother, twin, and younger sister, and my entire family, and all of the people. But I'm saying, as a child, I knew that my tone was not a reflection of how much I love my family, and that I could lose them any day, and that there was no need for it. All by myself. Not because I did something good or bad, or somebody was better. No, none of that. Because actually, at the end of the day, we all have an ego self. So I'm not more selfish than anybody else. I'm just as selfish as anybody else. I'm just as imperfect as anybody else. I unconditionally love me, and I will know how to do emotional accountability. The minute you tell me in my face that I'm being too much, that I'm too intense, whatever it is, however you will twist, this is the part when an emotionally unavailable man will do whatever it is they do an emotionally available woman who's empowered will not be in any way, shape, or form, oh my God, tragedy has struck. No, what will happen is something called, okay, you know what? I'm pretty sure that in one instance, I'm going to have to do this. In another instance, I'm going to have to do that. In another instance, I'm going to have to do this. And you know what? By the fourth time, it's like, wow, they're really great. I'm getting the hang of how to handle people who don't really care about what they're doing anyway. So it's not a big deal. And here come in, Shiva. It's not a big deal because they're just a pattern of their unfinished business. So the reality is the only reason an emotionally unavailable anyone, because see, here's where women can come on, join the board. Here, let's talk about alchemy. Our magical ability and remembrance of the magic that we all hold inside, each one of us has the potential to access the ancient knowledge that allowed the true alchemist to perform the miracles of transmutation. However, because these human beings are not conscious lovers, they don't bring romance your way because they don't know how to experience and reflect at all. They also don't know the universal love energy, how to feel for each other and the planet, all love. So no, you get to hear about their suffering and their whining. So they also don't know about passion, because see, here's the frequency of passion. It reminds us that beneath every intense emotion lies the hidden gem of insight, balance, and calm. It assists us in finding the balance within this intensity, moving us from chaos to the calm of its core, where we can let its long-lasting wisdom fill us up. Yeah, okay, so passionate people will be able to enjoy heart-to-heart conversations with the awareness that suffering is a part of life because we have basic emotions. However, you don't have to suffer if you use your prefrontal cortex, because as you grow up and you learn how to do that, I learned very easily, thank you, Mother, again, because of self-reflection, self-awareness, but also because of not losing my restorative embodiment. This is because as a three-year-old and a one-year-old, again, as a child, my implicit memory got the ability to be lovingly accepted, not work for love, and I also have all those basic emotions. Anger to correct, sadness to connect, fear to have that certainty because you're afraid. And that's our body. All of those emotions are needed for our survival. Then we've got happiness. We've got disgust and surprise. So if you were allowed to have these six basic emotions expressed, what you will know about emotion is that it has three parts to it. At least this is what I read from different psychology articles recently. One, subjective experience. Two, a physiological response. And three, a behavioral response. So when you remember that your sensations matter, because everything that comes up you will have experienced. The first step to anything is you. The 4D has no idea, and they're not going to have their third eye as long as they choose to not be self-reflective and then self-aware and then to take emotional ownership. Okay. Human suffering, for those who learn to use their prefrontal cortex, they will learn to expand their window of tolerance. And then there are those who have a window of welcome. The window of welcome allows you to pursue more of you sooner than later. Window of tolerance allows you to pursue more of you once you decide, okay, I want to have intimacy with myself. So the minute that you get to be an intimate person with yourself is the minute that you're going to pursue also having an intimate relationship with another. And this is why we have a healed and or healing inner child, which means you're going to be able to be yourself and let others be themselves in the relationships that you grow. So on that note, I'm going to end us, but be back for more, for personal development, for 5D relationships. It's really awesome to be able and be here.